Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. You've got big plans ahead. Protect your adventures for the next 365 days with an all-trips annual travel insurance plan. Learn more and get a quote at allianztravelinsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Joe Biden is on a three-day campaign swing in the Sun Belt aimed at wooing Hispanic voters. Speaking in Nevada, Biden blasted former president and presumptive GOP nominee Donald Trump for threatening to, quote, undo everything we've done. And the president said he wants to make it easier for people there to own a home.
Across the country, more people own homes now than before the pandemic. We're seeing fewer foreclosures than any time in decades. But we have a lot more to do. For too many people, the dream of having a good home still feels out of reach. I get it.
Biden also has stops in Arizona and Texas. The focus on Latino voters is part of an effort by the administration to energize key constituencies deemed vital to Biden's reelection effort. The future of the widely popular social media site TikTok is now in the hands of the Senate. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports the upper chamber continues to weigh bipartisan legislation that would compel the app to sever its ties to China or pull out of the U.S.
Democratic Senator Mark Warner tells NPR that TikTok is not just a national security concern for the United States.
Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Britain have all prohibited TikTok on their government phones because of fear of being spied upon.
The legislation gives TikTok's China-based parent company 6 months to divest, or TikTok will face a de facto ban in the U.S. The move is not without precedent. In 2020, the U.S. took similar action against the location-based app Grindr, which is used primarily by the LGBTQ community. It's unclear how the Senate will move forward with the bill, but President Biden has said that he would sign it if it clears the upper chamber. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
YouTube videos that use artificial intelligence are becoming increasingly convincing. As NPR's Neda Ulby explains, the company's now introduced a tool that helps users disclose if their videos include AI.
It's fun and entertaining to use AI. It's also potentially dangerous and misleading. University of Buffalo professor Dominic Salito has doubts about using self-reporting to keep it in check.
The honor system is an interesting approach.
Salito studies AI protections in digital security. He says the algorithms tend not to reward transparency. He predicts generated synthetic content will be churned out abundantly by companies that may not bother to report. YouTube says it requires all creators to use the self-reporting tool, and it will suspend accounts and remove content that violates its guidelines. Neda Ulibi, NPR News.
British consumer goods company Unilever is wielding the jobs-cutting axe. The multinational conglomerate saying it's eliminating 7,500 jobs and also spinning off its ice cream business, which includes Ben & Jerry's, Breyers, and Magnum bars, on the grounds it believes the business would benefit from separate ownership. You're listening to NPR. Russia now says it intends to evacuate 9,000 children from a contested border region, which is being shelled by Ukrainian forces. It's part of what appears to be a strategy by Ukraine to target Russian locations just behind the front lines in the now two-year-old war sparked by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Russian children will be moved to areas further east of the border. Russian President Vladimir Putin said he wants to establish a buffer zone to protect border communities from longer-range Ukrainian incursions. European Union foreign ministers have agreed in principle to impose sanctions on Israeli settlers who've attacked Palestinians in the West Bank. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports if the EU measures enacted, it will follow British, French, and U.S. sanctions on such settlers.
The State Department described the settlers as those who engage in actions creating an atmosphere of fear in the West Bank in order to push Palestinians to leave their property. The EU sanctions involve a travel ban and asset freeze. EU citizens would also be forbidden from doing business with the targets. It would be a first for the EU. Such measures must be voted unanimously, and in the past, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has staved off dramatic decisions against Israel at the EU level by courting countries like Hungary, which then agree to block decisions. This time, EU Foreign Minister Josep Borrell says a political agreement leading to full adoption of the sanctions has been reached. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Stocks gain ground on Wall Street today. The Dow is up 320 points. The Nasdaq rose 63 points. The S&P 500 gained 29 points. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor VCU Massey Comprehensive Cancer Center, who, as an NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the country's top 4%, is unconditionally committed to keeping loved ones in their lives. MasseyCancerCenter.org/comprehensive.